Brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities. Organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air.
Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benninga, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. Had a good weekend, and I want to thank the people at First Presbyterian Church in Dawson for inviting me to speak at their fellowship and church service
yesterday. Talked about mental health issues a little bit, or services?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's good. Good to get the word out.
It is.
Well, what else going on?
Oh, not much. On Thursday from 4 to 7 o'clock at the Madison Public Library, we're having a enrollment fair. From people from the St. Cloud VA healthcare system are coming down and see if we can get some people enrolled in VA services.
Bring your DD-214, is that right?
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes. Bring your military discharge and your 2017 tax returns, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Well, I'm impressed that I remembered that.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of numbers that you're always throwing out, and terms and things.
Acronyms.
That's what I'm looking for, right?
That's
I'm sure there will be more. All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Clement Walter Griffiths. He was born on March 14th, 1914 in Fairfield, Iowa, and passed away on October 5th, 1981. That would have been my seven-month birthday.
Okay, memorable.
He was the manager of a gamble store here in Madison. He entered active duty on March 20th, 1944, Camp Dodge, Iowa, in the United States Army Air Corps. Was honorably discharged on May 29th, 1946, at Camp Atterbury, Indiana. He was a clerk typist with the 2533rd Army Air Force Bureau. Stayed stateside during World War II, and he earned the American Theater Ribbon, World War II Victory Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Clem, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's why you're there. That's why you're there.
Yes, and that is coming up, actually.
It is. Do you have any information on the local program yet? Or any?
I know Greg Schmidt will be speaking.
Okay. So I haven't really seen anything on it yet, so I'm sure we'll be getting something soon.
Yes.
So what day is that going to be? That's on the...
November 11th is on a Sunday this
November
this
11th.
Year.
Yeah, so...
But I think on Friday is...
Probably the 9th, Friday. I think they usually have it on a Friday ahead of time. So, we'll have more on that later.
Yes.
So. All right, well, today we're going to talk about VA Debt Management Center, reducing the average wait times for veterans who contact them. That sounds like a good thing.
It is. The Department of Veterans Affairs is, high employees, over 300,000 employees, are the second largest cabinet-level department in the United States government, behind the Department of Defense. But oftentimes, veterans try to contact the Department of Veterans Affairs. They're on hold for a long time. And that's not fun.
Kind of like contacting the phone company or cable company or something.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But run by the U.S. government.
It's probably even longer.
Yes. There was a press release came out on October 23rd talking about how VA's Debt Management Center, or DMC, which is located in St. Paul, Minnesota, reached a recent milestone in July when it reported it had lowered the average wait time for veterans contacting the call center from over 21 minutes in 2016 to under 5 minutes so far this year in fiscal year 18. For the past 3 years, DMC, Debt Management Center, received around 1 million calls annually with the average call wait time of about 21 minutes. So sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. They launched a series of internal efficiencies and process improvements to enhance contact center capabilities. These included enhancing staffing levels to meet the demand, enhancing contact center technology, focusing on employee development and engagement, and implementing an automated 12-month payment plan. That's a big thing here, the automated 12-month payment plan. That way veterans don't have to call and set up something. You know, instead they can make 12 monthly installments.
Makes life a little easier.
Yes. These initiatives represent a 79% reduction over 2 years to the average wait time for waiting, for a 40% increase of actual calls taken. These are all indicators of successful initiatives providing a better experience for veterans and VA employees. DMC's Inbound Contact Center serves as a central point for veterans and their family members to make payment arrangements or receive guidance regarding the collection process on overpayments, which could include debts created from education or compensation or pension payments. Debt counselors at DMC work with callers in a professional and service-oriented manner to help them understand their options to address overpayments with veterans, either through extended repayment plans, the dispute process, compromise processes, or waiver process. DMC's contact center provides debt counseling for the Veterans Benefits Administration and consolidated collection services of non-healthcare debt for the Veterans Health Administration and National Cemetery Administrations, which enables these entities to focus resources on accomplishing their core missions. They've provided centralized debt collection programs of veteran benefit overpayments since 1975 and became a fee-for-service enterprise center in 1996. With all these improvements in customer service with the VA's Debt Management Center, I still say the faster way for veterans of this county to contact the Debt Management Center is to contact me.
Call you.
Yes.
That's why you're there.
Yes. Veteran service officers have what I refer to as a bat phone, where we have special phone numbers we can contact and immediately talk to somebody right then and there instead of being put on hold, which some cases, if a veteran's in my office, we do call somewhere, and we end up getting put on hold, I put it on speakerphone, and then the veteran and I, we try to solve the world's problems all the while we're on hold.
I usually like clean my desk or something, or do some stuff on the computer, wait, leave it on the speakerphone.
Yeah. Yep.
2 hours later.
it's not that bad.
But I'm talking about the cable phone company.
So, yeah.
I haven't had to call the veteran service office or the veterans line yet. So, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Like I said, the faster way for veterans to contact Debt Management Center, Pension Maintenance Center, these specialized offices is to go through their veteran service officer and to find one, go on the Veterans Linkage Line if you don't know your VSO's contact information.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Do you have a phone number up there?
598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, again, November 1st, that special enrollment coming up.
Thursday,
this week at the library here in Madison.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. It's hard to believe that we're already close to November.
It is. And Halloween, a couple of days. So,
mm-hmm.
Got your costume picked out yet? You're going as a veteran service officer?
I thought of going as Catwoman. But
well, take pictures if you do.
No, I decided against that.
All right, yeah, me too. I'm going as a radio guy once again this year. It's easy costume.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
All right. Josh Benning, Lackmerrill Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW Lackparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the air.